This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as I broadcast live and in living color right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our firefighters, our EMS, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeetWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on Parler when it comes back. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And joining us right now for hour number one of the program, as always, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another great night in the neighborhood from Titletown, USA.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely.
We have got all kinds of celebrities staying about 100 yards away from me right now. Former football players, Hall of Fame guys. I recognized a couple of them. I won't mention any names because then they'll all be over here by me, because anybody that knows where I'm at knows that there's only two hotels they could be in, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they're there, as well as some of the broadcasters that are going to be doing the game. It's a CBS sports game, so I'll let people think about who it is that I saw. But anyway, there you go. So let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope that you get it, too. Very, very important things going on in the world in which we live. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with this. The president, former president, a statement from the office of the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He formally opened the office of the former president. Now, the office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interests of the United States and to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. Now, the president will always and forever be a champion for the American people. This is going to be in Palm Beach County. I'm not sure the exact location, but when I find out, I'll at least perhaps pass the address along to people, because I'm sure he's going to want to hear from the folks.
Yeah, I would think so. And of course, the post-presidency can be very effective. And of course, we're still in uncharted waters with how President Trump came into the presidency and as an outsider, and now as a former president, he will still have a very big voice in things and be able to bring attention to the things he wants to bring attention to. That's going to include supporting different candidates, speaking out on issues, He's not going to be, we'll say, a George W. Bush who will retreat in the sense and simply say, I'm off the stage at this point. President Trump is very much going to be on the stage, I think.
Well, you know what CNN's Jim Acosta had to say, don't you?
Yeah, he said something about Trump's going to lead a fringe group or something like that.
Yeah, he said that he thinks that Trump is going to lead at least a fringe movement in this country.
Well, you know, that's typical Jim Acosta type stuff, I guess. But generally speaking, though, you know, President Trump still represents millions and millions and millions of voters.
74 or 75 million. Some people say 80 million, but we can only attest to the votes that actually went to him. I believe it's around 74 million.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But again, these are people who live all across the country, who work very hard for a living, and were very supportive of the policies of lower taxes, less government interference, less regulation, and more freedom. Of course, they're trying to be, as certain news anchors and so forth, try to make everybody who ever even voted for Donald Trump into some kind of a monster, and that's just not the case at all.
Yeah, and I'm trying to cue something up here to play it. It's a little news piece. Let me see if I can find it here. I guess I got it. Yeah, there it is. Let's see if I can get this going here. So, this is from our friend Greg Cluxton up in the great city of Washington, D.C. Let me see if I can get this going. It's 26 seconds if it'll work.
Foreign-made goods.
That means we're going to use taxpayers' money to rebuild America.
The order is aimed at increasing U.S. factory jobs.
America can't sit on the sidelines in the race for the future.
And as for the COVID relief bill being debated in Congress...
Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
When it comes to the COVID relief bill being debated in the Congress, right now it's... illegal border crosser relief first, in my opinion.
Right, of course, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Sure. Well, again, you know, the idea that, mm-hmm. you know, Biden came in, or actually had tweeted long ago, he has got this plan to fight COVID, but that doesn't appear to be what he says that now.
We're going to break, and when we come back from break, we'll have Kyle Warner. We've got a caller that just called in on the line. I think I know who that is. And I'm going to start out the segment with H.R. 1, the very first bill of the new Congress that's been introduced. And wait till you hear this one. This will end all. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor when I wake up in the daytime to help me with the swelling and the pain and the inflammation that I have in my left leg and ankle, and sometimes my back also is involved in that. So that takes care of it in that respect. But then I take it again at night about 2 hours before I start the show, roughly around midnight, just to make sure that things stay the way they should be, because sometimes if I forget to do it, my ankle will start to swell up unless I have it elevated. I've got a little something I put my foot up on to keep it elevated, and that takes care of that. But because of the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which all help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, it goes also to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate the pain. 100% drug-free. I can only tell you this drug works. I've been using it, and it's not a drug. It's drug-free. There we go. This natural product works, and I've been taking it since about 5 years ago, a little bit more than 5 years. Now, it also supports healthy joints and muscles. It'll help with the healing process. It'll support a healthy response to the inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in too. Now, to get started with this product, costs $19.95. It's what's called the 3-week quick start. You try that. 3-week quick start, $19.95, and then if you want to continue to take it, it will automatically roll over into an automatic monthly thing. If you decide you don't want it, you're only out $20, so you just wait till you need it again and turn around and start it over again whenever, and I know you can do that. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's a great little tutorial there with a video and all that stuff. You can take a look and see all that's involved with that, and it'll answer any questions that you got. That's relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I bring my caller in here on the line, I kind of teased him what we're going to do. HR1. Now, the initials HR stand for House Resolution. So this is the first bill of the new Congress that's been introduced. It's called the For the People Act. But unfortunately, it's more like For the Politicians Act, better referred to as the Gag Act. Now, I'm saying this because of what's in this thing. It's the foundation for democratic control of our government for many years to come if this gets passed. And I am not exaggerating. The very first bill introduced by the Democrats in this Congress. It's now Nancy Pelosi's top priority for 2021. You don't believe me? She had a press conference and said it. Now, there's a petition out there, but you can also call your representatives in Congress, your senator and your House of Representatives, your congressman, and tell them to oppose the Gag Act, H.R. 1, immediately. Now, what's involved here, Kyle, number one, is seizing the control of every state's election system, doing what the federal government can do by mandating expanded vote by mail, changing the election day from one day to 2 weeks to give left-wing activists plenty of time to bus voters to the polls, to do voter harvesting, and removing any and all voter ID requirements. Get this, Kyle. No voter ID to vote, no signature verification, and a mail-in ballot.
Yeah, this is really something that is, this is so important, we can't overemphasize the importance of this. We can't overemphasize the importance of telling your elected representatives that you don't want H.R. 1. This is, come back from the past, Captain. Uh-huh. They tried this before a couple of years ago.
Well, this gets worse. Let me go on. Mm-hmm. Item number two, it forces the states to adopt swamp-controlled redistricting commissions. Now, that will promptly start drawing congressional Republicans out of office. Because what they'll do is, after failing to flip any state legislatures in 2020, the media elites are openly fretting that Democrats face a redistricting disaster this year, as the New York Magazine put it, the New Yorker Magazine. Now, so this Gag Act is designed to thwart the will of the voters and ensure that Speaker Pelosi holds on to power through 2022, no matter what, and beyond if she decides to stay there. Now, finally, here's the last one. Greasing the skids for the Washington, D.C. Groupies that want statehood by putting Congress on record in favor of all the reasons Democrats say they should be handed two more U.S. Senate seats and two more congressional seats, permanent control of the Senate for sure. It would take them from 50 to 52, and it would be damn hard for us to get those two seats back.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, yes, their whole idea here is to win all elections in perpetuity. And part of this, too, involves auto-enrolling people for voter registration would require same-day voter registration.
No
voter registration.
Proof of identity.
Right. And you can do all this on Election Day, by the way, too.
Yep. Now, this is the federal regulation. States can be higher regulated, and there are roughly 34 states that are higher regulated. But this would be the federal people intervening in this. And, of course, the Gag Act, H.R. 1, is now the centerpiece of the House Democratic legislative agenda for 2021. Now I'll bring the caller in here who's been sitting there wondering, what do we do now? It's Mike in Clearwater. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor Kyle. You know, that is really scary stuff, Captain.
They tried it twice. They tried it twice before.
Right. But, you know, each time they try it, and with them having control of the Senate, the chances of it going through, you know, I hope to God it doesn't, but it you know, it's like they say, persistence, you know, pays off the fruit. Or
what's
the
difference this time than the last two times?
Well, you know, they have the control of the Senate, like you said, while we were on hold.
Actually, it's tied, but they have control by one vote. But you're missing the point, and I'm going to cut to the chase so you don't gabble. The first thing is, it's the weakest control of the House that they've had so far in the last 12 years, and, well, actually 20 years. So, consequently, they don't have a bunch of yes group people over there in the House. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, here's what I wanted to get to, Kyle. He, with a stroke of a pen, he put a kibosh on the Keystone pipeline, so those jobs are gone. With a stroke of a pen, he stopped building the border wall, so those jobs are gone. With the stroke of a pen, he said that federal employees and federal contractors should get $15 an hour minimum wage. What more can he do to destroy us? I mean, we're already 27 trillion dollars in debt. By the time he leaves office in 4 years, we could be bankrupt. You can't do all this stuff and you know, have it be sustainable. So what do you think, Kyle? It's not good.
Okay. Well, let me say to begin with, before you start, Kyle, we're already bankrupt.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Yeah. We don't have the money to pay off everybody we owe. We just don't.
Well, that's exactly right. And one has to wonder, of course, if we're not in a situation where it's the old create a crisis and then provide mm-hmm. the solution, quote unquote. Because what Mike is talking about, Captain, is exactly right. Why would you kill all the jobs with Keystone XL? Why would you stop the border wall? Why would you raise the minimum wage, which sounds like a nice thing to do, but actually is economically disastrous? Why would you do all these things in addition to all the other things that they want to do?
The majority of the people that lost the jobs that they lost on the border wall and up there in the Keystone XL pipeline, some of those operators were making as much as $70, $80, and $90 an hour, and they want a $15 an hour minimum wage?
Well, right. And then what do they tell those people that lost those jobs? Well, go get another high-paying union job.
There aren't any.
Yeah, exactly. Please point to the high-paying union jobs that don't exist at this point in time. But, you know, and again, one wonders why they do all this stuff. Well, again, I think that they're looking to make things get so bad that people are willing to accept the quote-unquote solution of government basic income, basically socializing every other part of our society, and on it would go. In other words, they're not there to try to release the power and the creativity of the American people and the job market. It's exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
now,
right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nikki Haley was on television today. And she was talking about the Never Trumper Republicans who were whining that Donald Trump broke the GOP. He fractured the GOP. Well, the GOP needed to be fractured because of the rhinos that were in there, because they were Republican in name only. And I'm being told that Donald Trump is not going to, well, we'll get to it after the break, but I'll tease it. I'm being told that Donald Trump is not going to start a third party. Does not want to promote a third party. He wants to remain a Republican and help the Republicans out because he believes he has the numbers of people in the Republican Party that would back him in the future. Now we'll see if that makes sense when we come back. That's his words, not mine, and I got that through a very reliable source.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors Tuesday, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th, something Senator Tom Cotton maintains is unconstitutional. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the Senate has many other priorities to deal with.
I don't think this trial, though, is within the Senate's constitutional authority. The impeachment power is designed to convict and remove office holders from office. The Constitution explicitly says it applies to the president, the vice president, and civil officers. Now, Donald Trump is none of those. He is a private citizen, and I think most Americans are going to think by the middle of February it's very strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office almost a month ago. There are many other pressing priorities on which we could be focused.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, I've got Geico Insurance, and I've had it for a little bit more than 15 years, and they've been absolutely fine by me, and they've been the best insurance company I've had so far. Now, knock on wood. There's the wood. For every year that you're a safe driver, you get that 10% discount on your policy. And this year, they backed the policies off 15% because of the COVID situation. But anyway, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com for more information. But you can also go in the phone book and look up the word Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and see if you find a local agent near you. And if you do, you can talk to the agent, or you can do it all online, because the car or the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle you may have, the RV, the ATV, the boat, you can get that all insured at Geico and see if they can save you some money like they did me. Now, where you really save money on top of that, again, and get a discount, is you get a bundle discount if you put your homeowner's or your renter's insurance on this policy. And then you'll find out how much money you can save, because it makes a big difference right there. You'll really like being able to save the money with the bundle. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, to find out more about them. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle Warren's back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before we move on here, because I got some questions that were thrown at me about the HR1 thing. I want to talk a little bit about COVID-19, because yesterday President Joe Biden did a complete 180 by saying there's just nothing that can ease COVID's dark winter, abandoning his entire campaign rhetoric. Now, this
little clip right here may give us a clue as to why he said that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says starting Wednesday, the administration will host COVID-19 briefings three times a week.
To provide the American people with key updates on the virus and our government's response.
The briefings will feature public health officials. The White House also announced travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., 26 other European countries, and South Africa. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's my buddy Greg Clugston, and you'll hear him a lot on the program because he does some great work, and he's helped me out before with some stories that I've worked on. But, Kyle, did you sense the fact that maybe we've got a little problem going here?
Well, right. I mean, Joe Biden throughout the campaign, right, said he had a plan to shut down the virus.
But why did he say what he said? He had no plan, right?
Well, of course not. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and according to Kevin McCarthy, who questions Biden's change of mind on the coronavirus travel bans as the new restrictions were announced, he came out and said the same thing. It's obvious that Joe Biden and the Democrats had no plan, but the American people bought it because 69% of the people polled the week of the election believed that that Biden had the better plan for COVID than Donald Trump, 69%.
Well, right, yeah, that's because Biden kept telling us that, the campaign told us that, the media told us that. But now suddenly, Captain, if he's imposing travel restrictions, does that mean that Joe Biden is xenophobic? I'm wondering. I remember.
Sure sounds
Joe
like
Biden,
it to me.
Yeah, when President Trump imposed travel bans, and Jen Psaki, I think, was even asked about this, but she tried to pivot to the idea of Muslim, quote-unquote, Muslim bans, which there were never Muslim bans in the first place.
She changed the subject to ice cream, too.
Right. Well, see, but again, it's the, just this massive amount of hypocrisy, I think you can say, about the idea that now suddenly there are travel bans. And by the way, Captain, the idea that Joe Biden said we can't change the trajectory of this virus right now harkens back to his acceptance speech at the DNC. I'll never get over it, where he said, no miracle is coming. And he said it so unequivocally that that's not positive. That's not leading the nation. But now what do they want to do? They just want to continue to blame Trump about the virus and say, well, nothing we can do now. Well, my goodness gracious me, you're leading the United States of America, and you're going to come out and say that?
Well, I'm going to read a comment here that I got from a listener, and I was going to read this yesterday, but we were talking about different things that were so important we couldn't do it, and I do have just a little bit of time right now to do this. We did get an email from Joyce in Sacramento, California, and thanks very much for tuning in, Joyce. She says, sadly, Captain, you guys are right on. I cannot believe the direction our country is taking. Surrounded by the left here in California, I feel the anger and distancing from neighbors simply for putting up a Trump flag, or how about an All Lives Matter banner, or a Support Our Men in Blue flag. I know it's risky, but I don't give a damn. Keep up the good work. I will, too.
That's a great, great email. And, yeah, can you imagine, Captain, the divisiveness that has been brought upon our land because somebody said, well, I like this candidate or I like that candidate, or they say something that is not approved, media-sanctioned rhetoric. I think that's very, very important to point out here because people are listening to what's happening on the media and they think, oh, my goodness, if somebody has a Trump flag, oh, that means they're an insurrectionist or they're this or that. When in reality, they're talking about the policies that we all talk about all the time, and unfortunately, it's caused friendships to go sour. It's caused neighbor to turn on neighbor. But that seems to be, Captain, what they like to have happen in these different communist regimes we've seen throughout history. Turn on your neighbor. Or in the Nazi Germany, turn on your neighbor. This is madness.
Well, we also know about something else that's transpiring here. Yesterday I had attorney and Republican strategist Amanda Mackey on in hour number 4, and we talked about the impeachment. We talked about the fact that Chief Justice John Roberts wasn't going to take part in it. Now, there is a loophole in all of this, and the only other person that could be sitting in the chair in the Senate to conduct this was the highest ranking person of the Senate, which is the president pro tem, which happens to be Patrick Leahy from Vermont. And that's exactly what he's going to be doing. Now, the Republicans have objected over this after Leahy announced that he was going to be presiding over the, quote, trial and not Chief Justice Roberts. We'll see what happens. And again, we're on very uncharted water here, very uncharted territory and water.
Well, sure. Now, of course, it would be the Chief Justice because it specifically says when the president is tried. But the president is not being tried.
No.
But again, what you have here is a... Okay, go ahead.
All right, I got to go to the phone here. I'm going to try to bring somebody in before we get over. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Fire away.
Okay. Wanted to ask Kyle if, since the Senate majority is non-existent and Pelosi has the deciding vote, will she...
Pelosi does not have the deciding vote. Kamala Harris does in the Senate.
Kamala Harris. Yeah. Kamala. Well, anyway, yeah. Same thing might apply also to the House, is, but particularly in the Senate. Will the fact that she might lose some of the more moderate members of her party, in other words, they would swing back towards the Republican way if she votes the other way, votes on variety of bills,
Yeah, okay. All right. Kyle, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, hopefully we're not always just going to see a monolithic group of Democrats voting in lockstep with whatever the Biden administration tells them to do.
Not with the new group that came in.
Well, that's right. And Kamala Harris there to cast tie-breaking votes. Hopefully it won't be that often because, again, having just a lockstep vote is going to not do well with the different constituencies in different states. So they may find that they have to do some horse trading back and forth across the aisle.
Speaking of horse training, Mitch McConnell yesterday said that he and Schumer had reached an agreement in principle to work together in the Senate as co-leaders of the agenda, because that's the way it works. You know, you may have a majority leader who happens to be the party of the president, but the two of them together have to work on the agenda that they bring forth.
Well, and again, hopefully that will lead to some more deliberative or reasonable things that will be happening in the Senate. The Senate's designed to work a little bit slower. It's designed to be a different kind of an interaction than it is in the House of Representatives, right?
Speaking of which, it just dawned on me when we were talking about Cindy McClain, the wife of John McClain, being censured in Arizona yesterday.
Right. Yeah,
So wasn't Jeff Flake. And the governor, Deucey.
Right. Well, yeah, and that comes from the party there, I think, the Republican Party.
Yeah, because they didn't stand up and support the president.
Right.
And then our friend, I think her name is Sharon Ward, she got reelected the chairman of the state party. So there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got a lot of weather to talk about tonight. A lot of snow out there, especially if you're going east on I-80 or I-90. A lot of snow. Don't go nowhere. We're coming back with more.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, fire rescue captain retired, Captain Matt Bruce. And by the way, big shout out to all my brother and sister EMS firefighters and police officers working tonight. Stay safe, and we definitely value all lives here, to include the blue lives, the green lives, and the red lives. And by the way, green is what we call emergency medical. When you see something that's green on it, it usually is an ambulance. But anyway, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, and it's what's called the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to get started with a little wake-up music. That's a little Grand Funk Railroad from about four decades ago, and we're an American band. What'd you think, Kyle?
Oh, I love that song. I remember that song from long ago, and it still rocks today, no doubt.
You were just a little kid jumping around the living room.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's talk about the weather, because we have got a winter weather mess from coast to coast tonight. And wait till you hear me tell you about this. We've got multiple winter storms, which are going to impact much of the United States with winter weather the next few days. Now, one storm is producing heavy snow from the Midwest into the Great Lakes into the Northeast, with a wintry mix in the Middle Atlantic, too. Another cold system will move through the Four Corners region with heavy mountain snow. And finally, another major winter storm will strike California with excessive rain and heavy mountain snow. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. Out west, we have a lot of weather going on. We got a lot of snow in different states, including Washington, Oregon. We've got Utah, of course, Nevada. We've got some heavy snow possible in central Nevada, also in southern Nevada, and down through Arizona as well. Our friends in Denver right now, looking at 22 degrees, they've got snow. Santa Fe, New Mexico right now has snow. So we've got a lot coming in as well with this next wave that's going to be hitting the West Coast here. As we get towards the end of the week, it's going to be a lot of rain. We're talking several inches, up to 6 inches of rain in some cases in the mountains. Looks like maybe up to 5 inches of rain near Santa Barbara, but 2 to 4 inches in the Southern California area is what we're hearing. So we do have winter weather advisory, storm warnings all through Southern California. Hard freeze warning as you go up through the Central Valley of California tonight, Captain, up California 99, Interstate 5. Also, that turns into high wind warnings and also winter storm warnings as you head through Northern California, up through into Southern Oregon with the winter weather advisory there. Also, winter weather advisory in Central Washington, in Yakima, as you come along I-90, actually that would be I-82, heading up towards I-90 in that region there, so be very careful. 4th of July pass tonight near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We've got icy patches, forecast of light snow on the ground there as well, so be careful coming across 4th of July pass. Idaho, also winter storm warning as you come down I-84, this near Boise, also near Idaho Falls on I-15. In other words, as you can tell, it's all over the place, down through Utah, and as I said, our friends in Colorado also getting snow and avalanche watch. This is going to be in the Telluride area of Colorado.
Well, let's start with the northern part of Minnesota and Twin Cities North and North Dakota, Fargo North and straight across I-94 North on the south and the northeastern corner of Montana. You've got some really bitterly cold temperatures up that way, so rig for silent running up there and take the extra coats with you. Now, here we go with the snow, because I'm telling you right now, if you're on I-80, in Nebraska, halfway across Nebraska, I-80, all the way to Chicago, you'll be in a winter storm warning for plenty of snow, winds, visibility problems, traction won't be all that great, so be prepared. Now, also, when you move over east on I-80 and I-90, all the way into Ohio, you'll be in the snow all the way across there. Also, when you get into Pennsylvania, I-80, when you get down the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I-76, snow all the way over to Philadelphia, and it's going to continue into parts of New Jersey and higher elevations. You also have got snow across most of New York State developing right now. The lake effect machine has kicked in again all the way from Ripley, New York to Buffalo, Buffalo all the way to Syracuse, Syracuse all the way to Watertown, and all the way through the Adirondacks and the Catskills as well. And then you got a winter storm warning down there in West Virginia, which is just starting to fire up, and there's going to be a bunch of snow dumped there. If you're going up I-77 or I-79, you are going to be in the weather, all right? That's all there is to it. Then you got some rain down in the lower part of West Virginia where the temperatures aren't as cold yet. However, that'll change. There'll be snow in the mix not very far from now. We do have plenty of fog now. We've got plenty of fog in North Carolina, South Carolina,
going up 95 north to Santee, up to about Fayetteville, North Carolina. That fog is also over into the mountainous areas, I-85 of South Carolina right now. Georgia, you've got some severe thunderstorms coming your way. It looks like it's going to go across the northern stretch of Georgia, just north of Atlanta. But there is definitely in Alabama moving your way. I've been watching the system. It started out in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. Now it's in Alabama. Of severe thunderstorms with the possibility of hail and high winds, and God forbid there may be a tornado mixed in there, because they did have a tornado warning up a while ago when it was over in Mississippi. Now, fog, heavy fog, from Pensacola, Florida, all the way across to New Orleans. Dense, heavy fog. Over about Galveston, on and off, all the way down to the Mexican border down there in Brownsville, on and off fog along the Gulf of Mexico. And by the way, while I just happened to spot this, good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. Hope you're doing well. And Kyle, she said she was dancing around the bedroom in her high heels.
I love it. That's a great song to do that.
Yeah, she's got a brand new pair of red, white, and blue high heels. But anyway, the weather, folks out there, I'm telling you, this big storm is coming across. We've also got dense fog, the western part of Kentucky, on down the Mississippi River down to Memphis. Dense fog advisory, also the eastern 30 or 40 miles or so of Arkansas coming to the river. You got dense fog in there. There is some rain in Missouri over by Springfield, so be advised of that. We do still have some winter driving conditions in the Amarillo, Texas area, and it's just going to be one of those deals where these storms they're going to work their way across until they get out to sea or wherever they're going. But you're going to get it on I-80, on I-90, and on I-76. And all the north-south roads north of I-80 and I-90, you're going to be in snow for the rest of the day through tomorrow. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you're going north, take a snow shovel and a nice heavy coat. If you're going way up north, way of those guys hauling bananas up there to Minnesota, hey, you want to take your extra coat with you for sure. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.